Buzz Lightyear mission log. All signs point to this planet as the location of Zurg's fortress, but there seems to be no sign of intelligent life anywhere.
Zurg!
Sure you will, Rex. In fact, you're a better Buzz than I am.
But look at my little arms! I can't press the fire button and jump at the same time!
Where is it?
Woody?
Huh?
Oh, hang on, cowboy! Woody, are you all right?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine, Buzz. Okay. Here's your list of things to do while I'm gone. Batteries need to be changed. Toys at the bottom of the chest need to be rotated. Oh, and make sure everyone attends Mr. Spell Seminar on what to do if you or part of you is swallowed. Okay?
Woody, you haven't found your hat yet, have you?
No! And Annie's leaving for cowboy camp any minute, and I can't find it anywhere!
Don't worry, Woody. In just a few hours, you'll be sitting around a campfire with Andy making delicious hot schmoes.
They're called s'mores, Buzz.
Right, of course. Has anyone found what he's had yet?
Keep looking, man! Dig deeper! Negatory! Still searching!
The law gnome next door says it's not in the yard, but he'll keep looking.
It's not in Molly's room. We've looked everywhere.
I found it!
You found my hat?
Your hat? No! The missus lost her earring. Oh, my little sweet potato!
Oh, you found it! Oh, it's so nice to have a big, strong around the house.
Oh, great. That's just great. This will be the first year I miss cowboy camp, all because of my stupid hat.
Woody, look under your boot.
Don't be silly. My hat is not under my boot.
Would you just look?
You see? No hat. Just the word Andy.
Uh-huh. And the boy who wrote that would take you to camp with or without your hat.
I'm sorry, Bo. It's just that I've been looking forward to this all year. It's my one time with just me and Andy.
You're cute when you care.
Oh, not in front of Buzz.
Let him look.
Miss Pete! Miss Pete!
This is Al from Al's Toy Barn, and I'm sitting on the wheel here. Al, I think I'm feeling the deal hatching right now. Let's see what we got. We got those for a buck, meanies for a buck.
Rex, turn it off! Someone's gonna hear!
Which one is off?
Come on, that's Ching Ching Ching! Hurry up!
Right out loud, it's this one! I despise that chicken.
Fellas, fellas. Okay, I got some good news and I got some bad news.
What news?
Good news is I found your hat, Woody.
My hat? Oh, Slink, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Where'd you find it?
Well, that's the bad news.
Woo! It's Buster!
Hey, 9-11! Mind your battle station! Boom, boom,
boom! Woody, hi! Quick! Ah!
Okay, you found me, Buster, all right. Hey, how did he do, Ham?
Looks like a new record.
Okay, boy. Sit. Reach for the sky. Gotcha! Oh, great job, boy.
Who's gonna miss me while I'm gone, huh? Who's gonna miss me? Who's gonna miss me?
Okay, have a good weekend, everybody. I'll see you Sunday night.
It's in my room.
Stick them up!
I guess we'll work on that later. Hey, Woody, ready to go to cowboy camp?
Andy, honey, come on. 5 minutes and we're leaving.
5 minutes?
Help, help! Somebody help me!
Let her go, evil Dr. Porkchop! Never! You must choose, Sheriff Woody. How shall she die? Shock or death by monkeys? Choose! I choose Buzz Lightyear! What? That's not a choice! To infinity and beyond! I'll save you, Miss Peep!
My hero!
Thanks, Buzz! No problem, buddy! You should never tangle with the unstoppable duo of Woody and Buzz Lightyear! Oh, no.
Andy, let's go. Molly's already in her car seat.
But, Mom, Woody's arm ripped.
Oh, no. Maybe we can fix him on the way.
No, just leave him.
I'm sorry, honey, but you know, toys don't last forever.
What happened?
Woody's been shelved.
Huh? Andy!
Woody?
Woody? Honey, are you okay?
Wheezy? Is that you?
Hey, Woody.
What are you doing up here? I thought Mom took you to get your squeaker fixed months ago. Andy was so upset.
Nah, she just told him that to calm him down and then put me on the shelf.
Well, why didn't you yell for help?
Well, I tried squeaking, but I'm still broken. No one could hear me. Besides, the dust aggravates my condition. What's the point in prolonging the inevitable? We're all just one stitch away from here to there.
Yard sale.
Yard sale!
Yard sale! Guys, wake up, wake up! There's a yard sale outside!
Yard sale?
Sarge, emergency roll call!
Sir, yes, sir! Red alert! All civilians fall in position now! Single file! Let's move, move, move!
Here. Potato Head, Mr. and Mrs.
Here.
Trikas. Check, 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 check.
I hate yard sales. Ah! Someone's coming!
Okay, let's see what's up here.
Is he out there?
There he is.
He's getting in the box.
He's selling himself for 25 cents.
Oh, Woody, you're worth more than that.
Hold on, hold on, hold on. He's got something. It's Wheezy.
Wheezy?
Hey, it's not suicide. It's a rescue.
Good boy, Buster. Hold still. There, there you go, pal.
Bless you, Woody.
All right, now. Back to Andy's room. Yeah!
Way to go.
Yeah, Buster!
Got there, Bob. Howdy.
Woody, I'm slipping.
Mommy, look, it's a cowboy dolly. Hey, that's not her toy.
No.
What's that little gal think she's doing?
Oh, original hand-painted face. Natural dyed blanket stitched vest. A little rip. Fixable. Oh, if only you had your hand-stitched polyvinyl hat! I found him!
Buster! Quiet down! Excuse me, can I help you?
Yes, you can help take his paws off my pal.
Give you 50 cents for all this junk.
Oh, now, how did this get down?
Just enter the sheriff. Oh, nice and easy.
Very well. $5.
I'm sorry. It's an old family toy.
No.
Now just walk away.
Wait.
The other way.
I'll give you 50 bucks for it.
50 bucks ain't bad.
It's not for sale.
Everything's for sale. Or trade. You like my watch?
Sorry.
He's safe.
Way to go, Andy's mouth.
All right. Woo. She showed him.
Lady. Molly, don't touch
lady,
that.
Lady, lady.
Yeah, go home, Mr. Fancy Car.
Ooh. Hold on.
What's up?
Molly.
What is it, Buzz?
What's happening down there? What's he doing?
I
can't watch. Can someone cover my eyes?
Oh, no, he's stealing Woody.
What?
Stealing?
He can't take Woody. It's illegal.
Where's he going?
Do something.
Buzz.
Get him, Buzz.
Okay, where's the red jacket?
Let's review this one more time. At precisely 8:32-ish, Exhibit A, Woody, was kidnapped. Exhibit B, composite sketch of the kidnapper.
He didn't have a beard like that.
Fine. Etch, give him a shave.
The kidnapper was bigger than that.
Oh, picky.
Let's just go straight to Exhibit F, the kidnapper's vehicle. Now, the vehicle fled the scene in this direction.
Your eyes are in backwards. It went the other way.
Hey, put a cork in.
How do you spell FBI?
My crime scene.
Oh, look at what we are going, Godzilla.
I didn't know there was a crime scene.
Excuse me. A little quiet, please. Thank you.
Huh?
Lady Spybrain. Loudly, Brian.
What are you doing, Buzz?
Some sort of message encoded on that vehicle's ID tag.
It's just a license plate. It's just a jumble of letters.
Yeah, and there are about 3.5 million registered cars in the Tri-County area alone.
Oh, this can't help. Let's leave Buzz to play with his toy.
Toy. Hold on!
Al's toy barn.
Etch, draw that man in a chicken suit.
It's the chicken man!
That's our guy.
I knew there was something I didn't like about that chicken.
Yeah. I'll be right there. And we're gonna do this commercial in one take, do you hear me? Because I am in the middle of something really important.
You, my little cowboy friend, are gonna make me big box.
It's a box.
He's mint in the box. Never been opened.
Turn me around, Bullseye, so I can see. Why, the prodigal son has returned.
Yeah! It's you!
Okay, I'm officially freaked out now.
Oh, we've waited countless years for this day. It's good to see you, Woody.
Listen, I don't know what... Hey, how do you know my name?
Everyone knows your name, Woody.
Why, you don't know who you are, do you? Bullseye?
That's me.
Munchies, the only cereal that's sugar frosted and dipped in chocolate, proudly presents.
Morning's Roundup. Come on, it's time to play. There's Jesse the Yodeling Cowboy.
Look it, look it! That's me!
Bullseye, he's Woody's horse.
Just Martin.
Meet the old prospector.
Has anyone seen my pick?
And the man himself, of course. It's time for Sheriff Woody. He's the very best. He's the rootinest, tootinest cowboy in the wild, wild west. Woody's Roundup.
I can't find it. It doesn't seem to be on any of these stations.
Keep looking.
Oh, you're going too slow. Let me take the wheel.
It's too fast. How could you even tell what's on?
I can tell.
Back.
Too late. I'm in the 40s. Gotta go around the horn. Faster.
Wait.
I look for the giant chicken.
Now, Etch. That's where I need to go.
You can't go, Buzz. You'll never make it there.
Woody once risked his life to save me. I couldn't call myself his friend if I weren't willing to do the same. So who's with me?
I'm packing you an extra pair of shoes and your angry eyes, just in case.
This is for Woody when you find him.
All right, but I don't think it'll mean the same coming for me.
Mr. Buzz Lightyear, you just gotta save my pal Woody.
I'll do my best, son.
Okay, fellas, let's roll. Geronimo!
You'd think with all my video game experience, I'd be feeling more prepared. Oh!
The idea is to let go.
We'll be back before Andy gets home.
Don't talk to any toy you don't know!
To Elle's Toy Barn and beyond!
They don't call this the old abandoned man for nothing, Prospector. I reckon we ought to get out of here.
Where's my goat? Hold on, I'll light me a candle. This sure is a fast-burning wick.
Blast us to smithereens. That there's dynamite.
Oh, the tarnation.
I'll call for help. Fiddle-a-hoo-hoo. Hey, critters, go get Sheriff Woody. Now, scurry.
Good job, Bullseye. I reckon the new schoolhouse is finally done. What's that? Jesse and Prospector are trapped in the old abandoned mine, and Prospector just lit a stick of dynamite thinking it was a candle, and now they're about to be blown to smithereens? Mm-hmm. Ride like the wind, Bullseye!
You're fanning in the flames, Jesse. It takes brains to put out that fire. Yo! My biscuits are burning!
Woody and Bullseye land to safety? Can they reach Jesse and Stinky Pete in time? Tune in next week for the exciting conclusion, Woody's Finest Hour!
All right, next day! Hey, wait a minute, what happened? What happens next? Come on, let's see the next episode!
That's it?
What?
The show was canceled after that.
Wait. What about the gold mine and the cute little critters and the dynamite? That was a great show! I mean, why cancel it?
Two words. Sputnik. Once the astronauts went up, children only wanted to play with space toys.
I know how that feels.
But still, my own show. I mean, look at all this stuff.
Didn't you know? Why, you're valuable property.
Oh, I wish the guys could see this. Hey, howdy, hey, that's me. I'm on a yo-yo. Ah, hey, nice teeth. And yet, still a good-looking guy. Oh! It's a bank. Cool. What are you? You push the hat and out come bubbles. Clever. Oh, wow. Hey, what's this thing do? I get it. There's a snake in my boot. Oh, hey, Bullseye. Go long. Woo! A record player. Oh, I haven't seen one of these in ages. Okay, now, slow.
Oh, that's funny, Bullseye.
Hop on, cowgirl. Think fast.
Oh,
Not bad. Museum? What museum?
The museum. We're being sold to the Kanishi Toy Museum in Tokyo.
That's in Japan.
Japan? No. I can't go to Japan.
What do you mean?
I gotta get back home to my owner, Andy. Hey, look, see?
He still has an owner.
Oh, my goodness.
No, can't go. I can't do swords again. I just can't.
Jesse.
I won't go back in the dark.
What's the matter? What's wrong with her?
Well, we've been in storage for a long time, waiting for you.
Why me?
The museum's only interested in the collection if you're in it, Woody. Without you, we go back into storage. It's that simple.
It's not fair. How can you do this to us?
Hey, look, I'm sorry, but this is all a big mistake. You see, I was in this yard sale.
Yard sale? Why were you in a yard sale if you have an owner?
Well, I wasn't supposed to be there. I was trying to save another toy.
Was it because you're damaged? Did this Andy break you?
Yeah, but no. It was an accident. I mean...
Sounds like he really loves you.
It's not like that, okay? And I'm not going to any museum.
Well, I'm not going back into storage.
Al's coming. Go. Go on, Jesse.
No.
Jesse, look at me. I promise you'll come out of the box. Now go. Go.
It's showtime.
Oh, money, baby. Money.
And now, the main attraction. No!
His arm! Where's his arm?
Oh, no! Oh, what am I gonna do?
Oh, I know.
Come on, pick up the phone! It's me, it's Al! I got an emergency here. Yes, we're all busy, but look, it has to be tonight! All right! But first thing in the morning. Ah! It's gone! I can't believe it! My arm is completely gone!
All right, come here. Let me see this. Oh, it's just a popped seam. Easily repaired. You should consider yourself lucky.
Lucky? Are you shrink-wrapped? I am missing my arm!
Big deal. Let him go. I'm sure his precious Andy is dying to play with a one-armed cowboy doll.
Why, Jesse, you know he wouldn't last an hour on the streets in his condition. It's a dangerous world out there for a toy.
All right, nobody look till I get my cork back in.
Good work, men. Two blocks down and only 19 more to go.
What?
19?
Are we going to do this all night? My parts are killing me.
Come on, fellas. Did Woody give up when Sid had me strapped to a rocket?
No.
And did he give up when you threw him out of the back of that moving van?
Oh, you had to bring that up.
No, he didn't. We have a friend in need. We will not rest until he's safe in Andy's room. Now let's move out.
Concludes our broadcast day.
Go. Oh, come on, you don't want to help me.
me. I'm the bad guy. You're gonna go back in storage because of me, remember? Now just go. All right. But you have got to keep quiet. Now come on. Over here. Attaboy. Okay, Bullseye. Upsy-daisy. Bullseye, cut it out. Stop it, Bullseye. Sorry, I can't help you guys out. Really, I am. But you didn't have to go and pull a stunt like that.
What? You think I did that?
Oh, right. Yeah, the TV just happened to turn on and the remote magically ended up in front of you.
You calling me a liar?
Well, if the boot fits.
Say that again.
If the boot fits.
Okay, cowboy.
Girl, I'm gonna take it easy on you.
Jesse, Woody, you stop this at once. I don't know how that television turned on, but fighting about it isn't helping anything.
If I had both my arms.
Well, the fact is you don't, Woody. So I suggest you just wait until morning. The cleaner will come, fix your arm.
And then I'm out of here. Oh, no, Bullseye. Don't take it that way. It's just that Andy.
That's all he ever talks about.
Hey, Buzz, can we slow down? May I remind you that some of us are carrying over $6 in change.
Losing health units. Must rest.
Is everyone present and accounted for?
Not quite everyone.
Who's behind?
Mine.
Hey, guys, why did the toys cross the road?
Not now, Ham.
Oh, I love riddles. Why?
To get to the chicken on the other side.
The chicken! Oh, well, we tried.
We'll have to cross.
You're not turning me into a mashed potato.
I may not be a smart dog, but I know what roadkill is.
There must be a safe way. Okay, here's our chance. Ready, set, go!
Drop!
Go! Drop! I said drop!
Drop!
Chapman will.
Good job, troops. We're that much closer to Woody.
Oh, thank goodness you're here.
Is the specimen ready for cleaning?
So, how long is this going to take?
You can't rush art. Oh, no. It's closed.
We're not preschool toys, Slinky. We can read.
Let's go.
But the sign says it's closed!
No, 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 no. All together. Now! For Al. We find Al, we find Woody. Now move out!
Woody! Woody!
He's for display only. You handle him too much, he's not gonna last.
Oh, it's amazing. You're a genius. He's just like new.
It so you can't defeat Zurg unless you buy this book. It's extortion, that's what it is. Hey, I always thought the golden scepter was the only...
Yeah, I thought we could search in style.
Nice going there, Han. So how about letting a toy with fingers dry?
Am I really that fat?
Ow!
What are you doing?
You're in direct violation of code 6404.5, stating all space rangers are to be in hypersleep until awakened by authorized personnel. You're breaking ranks, Ranger. Buzz Lightyear to Star Command. I've got an AWOL space ranger.
Tell me I wasn't this deluded.
No back talk. I have a laser, and I will use it.
You mean the laser that's a light bulb?
Has your mind been melded? You could have killed me, Space Ranger. Or should I say, traitor? I don't have time for this.
Halt! I order you to halt! Listen to me,
We've been down this aisle already.
We've never been down this aisle. It's pink.
Face it, we're lost. Back it up.
What a great party. Hello, Ken Jones. Hello, Ken Jones.
Excuse me, ladies. Does anyone know where we might find the Owl of Al's Toy Barn?
I can help. I'm tour guide Barbie. Please keep your hands, arms, and accessories inside the car and no flash photography. Thank you.
I'm a marriage butt.
And make room for the single fellas.
To our right is the Hot Wheels aisle. Developed in 1967, the original series had 16 cars, including the Corvette.
I beg your pardon, ma'am, but where's Al's office?
Please hold all questions until the end of the tour. Thank you.
Ah, it says how you defeat Zurg. Look,
hey. Excuse me, sir.
Get this out of here, Geekasaur.
Turn into the spin barbie!
My source of power! Come back! Ah! Hey! Hey! Come on! Slow down! Dinosaur overboard! Slow down!
Remain seated, please. Permanece ser sentados, por favor.
Ow! Listen to me. You're not really a space ranger. You're a
toy. We're all toys. Do you hear me?
Well, that should hold you till the court, Marshal.
Let me go. You don't realize what you're doing.
And this is the Buzz Lightyear aisle. Back in 1995, short-sighted retailers did not order enough dolls to meet demand.
Hey, Buzz!
Halt! Who goes there?
Quit climbing around and get in the car!
Buzz! I know how to defeat Zurg!
You do?
Come on, I'll tell you on the way!
No, guys!
You've got the wrong Buzz!
Say, where'd you get the cool belt, Buzz?
Well, slotted pig, they're standard issue. No!
It's like printing my own money.
Yeah, what? Oh, Mr. Konishi. Yes, I have the pictures right here. In fact, I'm in the car right now on my way to the office to fax them to you. I'm going through a tunnel. I'm breaking up.
Oh, wow, will you look at me? It's like I'm fresh out of the box. Look at this stitching. Eddie's going to have a hard time ripping this. Hello. Hi. Hello.
Great. Now you can go.
Well, what a good idea.
Woody, don't be mad at Jessie. She's been through more than you know. Why not make amends before you leave, huh? It's the least you can do.
All right, but I don't know what good it'll do. Hey, what you doing way up here?
I thought I'd get one last look at the sun before I get packed away again.
Look, Jessie, I know you hate me for leaving, but I have to go back. I'm still Andy's toy. Well, if you knew him, you'd understand. You see, Andy's...
Let me guess. Andy's a real special kid, and to him you're his buddy, his best friend. And when Andy plays with you, it's like, even though you're not moving, you feel like you're alive, because that's how he sees you.
How did you know that?
Because Emily was just the same. She was my whole world.
When somebody loved me, everything was beautiful. Every hour spent together lives within my heart. And when she was sad, I was there to dry her tears. And when she was happy, so was I. When she she and I together, like it was meant to be. And when she was lonely, I was there to comfort her. And I knew she loved me. So the years went by, I stayed the same, but she began to drift away. I was left alone. Still I waited for the day when she'd say, I will always love. She'd look my way, and she smiled at me and held me just like she used to do, like she loved me when she loved me. When somebody loved me, everything was beautiful. Every hour we spent together lives within my heart. When she loved me,
you never forget kids like Emily or Andy. But they forget you.
Jesse, I didn't know.
Just go.
How long will it last, Woody? Do you really think Andy is going to take you to college? Or on his honeymoon? Andy's growing up, and there's nothing you can do about it. It's your choice, Woody. You can go back, or you can stay with us and last forever. You'll be adored by children for generations. Who am I to break up the Roundup gang?
Hey, Woody, are you in here?
Nah, this one's empty too.
Woody!
Woody! Woody!
Pardon me, gentlemen, but have either of you seen a cowboy doll with a bad arm?
Why, no, I haven't.
Hey, he was talking to me!
No, he was talking to me!
Why, you...
You see, all along, we thought the way into Zerg's fortress was through the main gate. But in fact, the secret entrance is to the left, hidden in
the shadows.
To the left and in the shadows. Got it.
Someone's coming.
Everyone take cover.
But I don't want to bore you with the details. Now let me confirm your fax number. Wait, slow. That's a lot of numbers. I got it.
It's him.
The chicken man. Funny, he doesn't look like poultry.
That's the kidnapper, all right.
A kidnapper. An agent of Zerg if I ever saw one.
And the pièce de résistance. I promise the collection will be the crown jewel of your museum.
It's Woody.
Now that I have your attention. Imagine we added another zero to the price, huh? What? Yes! Yes! You got a deal! I'll be on the next flight to Japan!
Quick, into the poultry man's cargo unit. He'll lead us to Zerg. Move, move, move!
Don't touch my mustache!
Time to lose. He's ascending in the vertical transporter. All right, everyone. Hang on, we're gonna blast through the roof.
Buzz?
To infinity and beyond!
What are you, insane? We're wasting time. Stand still, Godzilla.
I don't understand. Somehow my fuel cells have gone dry. Blast! He's on level 23.
How are we gonna get up there?
Maybe if we find some balloons, we could float to the top.
Are you kidding? I say we stack ourselves up, push the intercom, and pretend we're delivering a pizza.
How about a ham sandwich with fries and a hot dog?
What about me?
Yeah, you can be the toy that comes with the meal.
Troops, over here. Just like you said, Lizard Man, in the shadows to the left. Okay, let's move. Mission log. Have infiltrated enemy territory without detection and are making our way through the bowels of Zerg's fortress.
You know, I think that buzzer all went through his head.
Oh, no. Which way do we go?
This way.
What makes you so sure?
I'm Buzz Lightyear. I'm always sure. We've been detected. The walls. They're closing in. Quick, help me prop up Vegetable Man, or we're done for.
Put me down, you moron.
Hey, guys, look. It's not the walls. It's the elevator.
Come on, we've got no time to lose. Everyone, grab hold.
Buzz, why not just take the elevator?
They'll be expecting that.
overnight six packages to Japan is how much? What? That's in yen, right? Dollars? Oh, you are deliberately taking advantage of people in a hurry, you know that? All right, I'll do it, all right, fine. I'll have the stuff waiting in the lobby, and you better be here in 15 minutes, because I have a plane to catch, do you hear me?
Woo-hoo! We're finally going, can you believe it?
Ha-ha, that's custom-fitted foam insulation you'll be riding in, Bullseye. First class all the way.
You know what? I'm actually excited about this.
I mean it. I really am.
And why shouldn't you be?
Yee-haw! So what are you, partner Bolsino? Look at you, dancing cowboy!
Look, I'm doing the box step.
Uh-oh. Hey, heads up down there.
Whoa, pork bellies are falling.
Hey, how much farther, Buzz?
Way there.
My arms can't hold on much longer.
Too heavy. Oh, what was I thinking? My anti-gravity servos. Hang tight, everyone. I'm going to let go of the wall.
What?
He wouldn't.
One.
He would.
Two.
Three.
And beyond! Approaching destination. Re-engaging gravity. Area secure. Okay, troops. The anti-gravity sickness will wear off momentarily. Now, let's move!
Remind me to glue his helmet shut when we get back.
Giving me a little intro there, Jesse.
Introducing the high ridingest cowboy around.
You forgot rootin' tootin'est.
The high ridingest rootin' tootin'est cowboy hero of all time, Sheriff Woody.
Say, little missy, you notice any trouble around these parts?
Very a bit. Not with Sheriff Woody around.
Wait. I got. This is great. Okay, the bandits got the critters tied up in the burning barn, and that was the best part.
Help us! The barn's on fire! I've got your critters. No need to worry. Woody saves the day again!
Yee-haw!
Now, where's my trusty steed, Bullseye? I have to ride off into the sunset. Oh! Ride like the wind, Bullseye!
Oh. Watch it. Wait. I'm ticklish, okay?
Oh, you are.
No. Stop. No, please. No. Stop.
Mission log. Have reached Zerg's command deck, but no sign of him or his wooden captive.
That's Woody.
Ow.
This way.
Buzz, can you see? What's going on? To the left. No, your left. Take that higher.
What's happening?
Oh, it's horrible. They're torturing him.
Huh?
What are we going to do, Buzz?
Use your head.
But I don't want to use my head!
What's going on here?
Buzz, guys, how did you find me?
Watch yourself.
We're here to spring you, Woody.
You heard of Kung Fu? Well, get ready for pork chop.
Prepare to meet Mr. Angry Eyes.
Hold it now. Hey, you don't understand. These are my friends.
Yeah, we're his friends.
No, Rex, I mean they're my friends.
Hey, stop it. You leave him alone, springy dog. Hey!
Grab Woody and let's go.
Fellas, hold it. Hey, Buzz, put me down.
Let's go.
They're steering him.
No.
Hold it right there.
Buzz?
You again. Woody, thank goodness you're all right.
Buzz, what is going on?
Hold on. Oh. I am Buzz Lightyear, and I'm in charge of this detachment. No, I'm Buzz Lightyear. I'm Buzz Lightyear.
So, who's the real Buzz?
I am.
Don't let this imposter fool you! He's been trained by Zurg himself to mimic my every move.
Buzz!
I had a feeling it was you, Buzz. My front end just had to catch up with my back end.
Will somebody please explain what's going on?
It's all right, Space Ranger. It's a code 546.
You mean it's a...
Yes.
And he's a...
Oh, yeah.
Your Majesty. Woody, you're in danger here. We need to leave now.
Al's selling you to a toy museum in Japan.
I know. It's okay, Buzz. I actually want to go.
What? Are you crazy?
Look, the thing is, I'm a rare Sheriff Woody doll, and these guys are my Roundup gang.
Woody, what are you talking about?
What am I talking about? Woody's Roundup! Oh, it's this great old TV show, and I was the star. See, now look at me. See, that's me.
This is weirding me out.
Buzz, it was a national phenomenon, and there was all this merchandise that just got packed up. Oh, you should have seen it. There was a record player and a yo-yo. Buzz, I was a yo-yo.
Was. Woody, stop this nonsense and let's go.
Ah, Buzz. I can't go. I can't abandon these guys. They need me to get into this museum. Without me, they'll go back into storage. Maybe forever.
Woody, you're not a collector's item. You're a child's plaything. You are a toy!
For how much longer? One more rip and Eddie's done with me. And what do I do then, Buzz, huh? You tell me.
Somewhere in that pad of stuffing is a toy who taught me that life's only worth living if you're being loved by a kid. And I traveled all this way to rescue that toy because I believed him.
Well, you wasted your time.
Let's go, everyone.
What about Woody?
He's not coming with us.
But Andy's coming home tonight.
Then we'd better make sure we're there waiting for him.
I don't have a choice, Buzz. This is my only chance.
To do what, Woody? Watch kids from behind glass and never be loved again? Some life.
Good going, Woody. I thought they'd never leave.
You've got a friend in me.
Woody?
You've got troubles. Well, I've got them too. There isn't anything. We stick together and see it through. You got a friend in me. Some other folks might be a little bit smarter than I am. Bigger and stronger too, maybe. But none of them will ever love you the way I do. It's me and you, boy. And as the years go by, our friendship will never die. You're gonna see.
What am I doing? Buzz! Wait! Wait!
Woody, where are you going?
You're right, Prospector. I can't stop Andy from growing up. But I wouldn't miss it for the world.
No!
Buzz!
Yes?
Yes?
I'm coming with you! Wait. I'll be back in just a second.
Way to go, cowboy.
Hey, you guys. Come with me.
What?
Andy will play with all of us. I know it.
Woody, I don't know.
Wouldn't you give anything just to have one more day with Emily? Come on, Jesse. This is what it's all about. To make a child happy. And you know it. Bullseye, are you with me? Okay. Good boy. Prospector, how about you?
Prospector?
You're out of your box.
I tried reasoning with you, Woody. But you keep forcing me to take extreme measures.
Wait a minute. You turned on the TV last night, not Jesse.
Look, we have an eternity to spend together in the museum. Let's not start off by pointing fingers, shall we?
You really are Stinky Pete, aren't you?
Prospector, this isn't fair.
Fair? I'll tell you what's not fair. Spending a lifetime on a dime store shelf watching every other toy be sold. Well, finally my waiting has paid off, and no hand-me-down cowboy doll is gonna mess it up for me now. Buzz!
Help! Buzz! Guys!
It's too late, Woody. That silly Buzz Lightweight can't help you.
His name is Buzz Lightyear!
Whatever. I've always hated those upstart space toys.
It's stuck! What do we do?
Should I use my head?
It's Al! Look at the time! I'm gonna be late! No figures, I can't miss this flight! I gotta pack. All right, let's see. A wallet, keys, tickets, passport, beef jerky, very expensive over there, shower. Oh, I can skip the shower. I just gotta get out of here now! Let's pass in the car. I'm dead!
Quick, to the elevator! Hurry, I can hear it coming.
So, we meet again, Buzz Lightyear, for the last time.
Ah, it's Zurg! Look out, he's got an ion blaster!
The emergency hatch! Come on! I'll never give in. You killed my father.
No, Buzz. I am your father.
No!
Come on.
Buzz, you could have defeated Zurg all along. You just need to believe in yourself.
Prepare to die.
I can't look.
I did it.
I finally defeated Zurg.
Father.
Finally.
Pizza, anyone?
Go!
I got it.
Oh, Buzz, are you coming? No, I have a lot of catching up to do with my dad.
Good throw, son. That's my boy. So long, Buzzy.
Oh, you're a great dad.
Yippee!
Farewell.
Does anyone know how to drive?
Sleek, take the pedals. Rex, you navigate. Ham and potato, operate the levers and knobs.
Whoa!
From the outside.
Oh, no.
He's in a red light! We can catch him!
Maximum power, Slink!
Whoa! The third green! Hurry!
Why won't it go?
Use the wand of power.
Oh! Rex, which way?
Left! That is right! That's right! That is left! Left is right!
Buzz, he's turning left! He's turning left!
Oh, I see.
seriously doubt he's getting this kind of mileage.
Go right! To the right! Right, 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 right!
You have saved our lives. We are eternally grateful.
Yeah, 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 whatever. Park here. It's a white zone.
You have saved our lives. We are eternally grateful.
Final boarding call.
There he is.
You have saved our lives. We are eternally grateful.
Will you just leave me alone?
Oh, someone's coming.
Ooh, a puppy.
Bark.
Listen, Flyboy, the contents of that case are worth more than you make in a year. You got that, sport?
I understand,
you be
sir.
Careful. Do you have a fragile sticker or something you can put on that? Because I know what goes on back there. I had a box of cookies once and came back as crumbs.
The Mystic Portal.
Once we go through, we just need to find that case.
There's the case!
You take that one, we'll take this one.
Wow! Buzz, my back is going to bedroom!
Slinky! Here we go, Woody! Nice flash, though.
Okay, Woody, let's go.
Take that, space toy.
Hey, no one does that to my friend.
Your choice, Woody. You can go to Japan together or in pieces. If he fixed you once, he can fix you again.
Now get in the box. Never. Fine.
Gotcha.
Idiots. Children destroy toys. You'll all be ruined. Forgotten. Spending eternity rotting in some landfill. Well, Stinky Pete, I think it's time you learned the true meaning of playtime. Right over there, guys!
No! No! No!
Look, Barbie, a big ugly man doll. Ooh, he needs a makeover.
Hi! You like Amy? She's an artist.
Happy trails, Prospector.
Buzz! Woody!
Help us out here!
Hurry!
Oh, no, Jesse! Come on!
Woody!
Jesse! Come on, Buzz! Yeah! Ride like the wind, Bullseye! Excuse me, ma'am, but I believe you're on the wrong flight.
Woody.
Come on, Jess. It's time to take you home.
But what if Andy doesn't like me?
Nonsense. Andy'll love you. Besides, he's got a little sister.
He does? Why didn't you say so? Let's go!
Whoa!
Hold it. There's a couple more bags coming to the terminal.
Okay. On three. One, two... This is bad.
How are we gonna get out of here?
Over there! Come on! Go home.
Decided not to take him to camp. His whole arm might have come off.
Well, what do you know?
Yay! Oh, Bullseye! We're part of a family again!
Ma'am, well, I just wanted to say you're a bright young woman with a beautiful yarn full of hair. A hair full of yarn. I must go.
Well, aren't you the sweetest space toy I ever met?
What's that? Bark, bark. This fella says he needs to go out back for a little private time.
That critter needs help!
Hey, Rex, I could use a hand over here, buddy.
I don't need to play. I've lived it.
No. Oh, nuts.
Welcome to Alf's Toy Barn. We've got the lowest prices in town. Everything for a buck, buck, buck.
Well, I guess crime doesn't pay.
Oh, Andy did a great job, huh?
Nice and strong.
I like it. Makes you look tough.
You have saved our lives. We are eternally grateful.
You saved their lives? Oh, my hero! And they're so adorable! Let's adopt some!
Daddy!
Oh, no.
Wheezy! You're fixed!
Oh, yeah. Mr. Shock looked in the toy box and found me an extra squeaker.
And? How do you feel?
Oh, I feel swell. In fact, I think I feel a song coming on.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. You just remember what your old pal said, babe. You've got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me.
Come on over. Oh, you are such a big girl.
Andy, you think she's ready to drive the car yet?
Yeah, and I can teach her.
You still worried?
About Andy?
Nah.
It'll be fun while it lasts.
I'm proud of you, cowboy.
Besides, when it all ends, I'll have old Buzz Lightyear to keep me company. For infinity and beyond.
You're gonna see it's our destiny. You got a friend in me. You got a friend.
Jessie the yodeling cowgirl. Bullseye, he's Woody's horse.
He's a smart.
Pete the old prospector. And Woody the man himself. Of course it's time for Woody's Roundup. He's the very best. He's the rootinest, tootinest cowboy in the wild, wild west.
Smarter than I am, bigger and stronger too, maybe, but none of them will ever love you the way I do, just for me and you, babe. And as the years go by, our friendship will never die. said, son, you've got a friend.
Yeah.